天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那小环的嗓子呢还是会有些不舒服，希望大家可以见谅。今天呢麦克牧师将会带领我们来学习雅各书中有关信心与行为的问题。当然呢，这也是很多人一直颇有争议的事情。可是这本书里所提到的信心与行为究竟有什么样的关联呢？那就让我们预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起来共同学习圣经中的真理吧。
We welcome you, our listening friends, to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听这个节目。
I hope you are being blessed by listening as we are blessed by speaking.
盼望你因收听这个节目而蒙福，正如我们蒙福一样。
We are delighted to bring you this special series of messages from the Epistle of James.
我们很高兴能跟你分享雅各书这个系列信息。
And if I can tell you that the Christian faith from beginning to end is based on one thing, it would be this.
如果你让我跟你说明整个基督教信仰的基础是什么
？Faith，
就是信心。
Faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord，
就是接受耶稣基督为救主，并承认他为生命之主的信心。
Without faith, all of our good works means nothing.
没有信心的话，所有的善行都毫无意义。
And in this broadcast, we will deal with the question of faith and works.
在今天的节目里，我们就要来探讨有关信心和行为的问题。
In previous broadcasts, we began looking at the 12 steps for growing Christian.
在前几次节目里，我们开始学习基督徒灵命成长的12个步骤。
We have seen 4 of these steps already.
我们已经谈过4个步骤了。
Let's review these steps.
让我们来温习一下。
Number one,
第一
counting it joy when you are tested.
在试炼中要以为是大喜乐。
Number two,
第二
saying no to temptation.
要胜过试探，拒绝屈从。
Number three,
第三
obeying the word of God.
遵从神的道。
Number four,
第四
showing no favoritism.
公平待人，不存偏见。
And today we learn the fifth step in this 12-step program for spiritual growth.
今天我们要学习灵命成长十二个步骤中的第五步。
Namely, practicing genuine faith.
也就是实践真实的信心。
In the last message, James gave us an illustration of not showing partiality toward those who would come to church well-dressed versus those who don't.
在上一次节目里，我们看到雅各举了一个实例来说明以平等待人的教训。他说，有些人来到会堂衣着华美，有些人却衣衫褴褛，但我们应该一视同仁，不该有所偏待。
Today we go from showing no partiality in the church to the outward expression of faith.
今天我们从在教会里如何公平相待讲到内在的信心如何外显。
In a world that is filled with people who think that they can earn their salvation,
这个世界充满了许多自认为可以靠善行得救的人。
James puts things in their proper perspective.
雅各让我们从正确的角度来认识这方面的问题。
Let me give you a more clear translation of verse 18 of chapter 2.
让我把第二章十八节的经文用我自己的话更贴切地说给你听。
If you only have faith, some could easily challenge us by saying, you say that you have faith, and I have merely good works.
如果你只有信心，有些人可能会抗议说，好吧，你说你有信心，而我仅仅做了些好事而已。
Well, All you can do is to show me a faith without corresponding action, but I can show by my action that I have faith as well.
那么你所有的不过是光说不练的信心，而我的行为却可以证明我是有信心的。
There are some who love to think that they have found a contradiction in the scripture.
有些人就喜欢自认为找到了圣经里彼此矛盾的漏洞。
And they say, look, Paul and James are contradicting each other.
他们说，你们看，保罗和雅各的论点是互相矛盾的。
Paul teaches salvation by faith alone, but James is teaching salvation by works.
保罗讲因信称义，雅各却讲因行为称义。
To begin with, you will never find a single indication where James said that you are saved by your good works.
首先，你找不到任何根据可以指出雅各曾说你是靠行为得救的。
Second,
第二。
When Paul speaks about good works as deed works in Galatians, he is referring to religious ritualistic observance, not to the works of righteousness or morality.
保罗在加拉太书里所讨论的好行为是遵守契约的行动，乃是指宗教礼仪上要求遵守的规条，而不是指公义道德的行为。
This is a very important key word here. Listen to it very carefully.
这里有个很关键的字眼，请仔细听。
James said, if someone says he has faith.
雅各说，若有人说自己有信心。
In other words, watch out for those who make claims to be believers and all their life habits and all their lifestyle says something to the contrary.
换句话说，要小心那些自称是信徒的人，他们的生活习惯、言行举止都跟信仰背道而驰。
James is telling us that actions speak louder than words.
雅各的意思是，行为比言语传达更清晰的信息。
It is not what a person says he is, but what a person does.
要从一个人所做的，而不是他所说的，来看他的本色。
Be careful to make distinction between a mere profession of faith, which is worthless, and a genuine productive faith that lays hold of eternal salvation.
小心，不要单单靠他口里所说的来判断他的信仰，因为口说无凭，唯有真实有果效的信心，才能在永恒的救恩里扎根。
There are some people who say Jesus is their Savior, but never obey Him as Lord.
有些人说耶稣是他们的救主，却从来不尊他为主宰，顺服他。
That is not the Christian faith.
这不是基督徒的信心。
Authentic faith will make a difference in your life somehow, somewhere, sometime.
真实的信心总会在你人生的某个阶段使你生命改变。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 2:10.
使徒保罗在以弗所书第二章第十节那里说，
For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Listening friends, listen to me very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
We are not saved through good works, but unto good works.
我们不是靠好行为得救，却因得救才有好行为。
Good works will never save you, no matter how much good works you do.
不论你做过多少好事，好行为都救不了你。
The Bible says you can only be saved by faith in Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们，唯有靠耶稣基督里的信心，你才能得救。
But after you are saved, there is good works waiting and ready for you to accomplish the moment you have joined the family.
但你一旦得救了，加入了神的家庭，就有许多善事等着你去完成。
But the truth is that some people take faith to mean a mere head knowledge.
事实上，有些人仅仅把信心当作头脑的知识而已。
Only a mental assent to the doctrine.
仅仅是他们理性上所赞同的教义。
A great theologian wrote the following.
一位伟大的神学家曾经这么写。
It is faith alone that justifies, but faith that justifies can never be alone.
的确是单单靠信心才能称义，但称义的信心绝不是片面的。
The word alone in verse 17 simply means by itself.
在十七节里所说的没有行为的信心，就是说它是片面的。
True saving faith can never be by itself.
不错，那使人得救的信心不可能是片面的。
Faith always brings life, and life produces good works of righteousness.
信心带来生命，生命必然产生善行和公义。
The person with dead faith has only an intellectual experience.
徒具死信心的人只有头脑里的经验。
In his mind, he knows the doctrine of salvation, but he never submits to it.
在他脑袋里，他知道有关得救的道理，却从没有接受他，顺从他。
There are many who consider themselves to be Christians, and yet they have nothing to show for it.
许多人自认为是基督徒，但在他们身上却看不见任何基督徒的品质。
Their faith talks, but it does not walk.
他们只会说他们的信仰，却行不出来。
It makes claim without producing a conduct to match.
只会宣传，却没有实际的产品配合。
It professes to believe in Christ, yet it attempts to do nothing for his sake.
口说相信耶稣基督，却从不尝试为主做工。
Beware of such persons who talk a lot, and yet their life reflects nothing about Christ.
要提防这种多话的人，在他们生命中完全没有反映出基督的样式。
You may be such a person.
也许就是这样的人。
Let me invite you to turn your life over to Jesus Christ.
我现在就邀请你归向耶稣基督，把你的生命交托给他。
He wants to give you a living faith that will change your life.
他要赐给你活泼的信心，并扭转你的生命。
Please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请仔细听我说。
No man or a woman can come to Jesus Christ by faith and remain the same any more than you can come into contact with 220 volt wire and remain the same.
凡是凭着信心来到耶稣基督面前的人，无论男女，都不可能保持原状，毫无改变。正如你触摸了220伏特的电线，还能安然无恙，那是不可能的。
John the Apostle said, He who has the Son has life, and he who has not the Son of God has not life.
使徒约翰说，信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。
Listen carefully, please.
请留心听。
James is saying that dead faith is really counterfeit faith.
雅各说，死的信心其实就是假信心，是冒牌货。
Counterfeit faith lulls a person into false confidence of eternal life.
冒牌信心诱惑人，对永生产生虚幻的依靠。
What about you?
你呢？
Do you have a counterfeit faith that is lulling you to false confidence?
你的信心是否冒牌货，让你对永生产生虚幻的依靠呢？
Are you caught up in the spirit of religiosity thinking that this will get you to heaven?
你是否陷在虚假的宗教浪潮中，自以为这样就可以上天堂了呢？
Only the faith that surrenders to Jesus Christ as your only Savior will get you to heaven.
唯有相信耶稣基督是你唯一的救主，并向他降服，你才能上天堂。
James gives us four reasons as to why that counterfeit faith which relies on tradition or a set of rules or even dead works is worthless.
雅各举出四个理由说明，冒牌的信心是毫无价值的。
First, it cannot save the sinner.
第一，这种信心不能救罪人。
Nicodemus was a religious man.
尼哥底母是个虔诚的犹太教徒。
What makes it even more insidious is that he professed some sort of faith in Jesus.
但暗地里，他对耶稣又有点信心。
But before very long, Jesus made it clear that saving faith, true faith, involved being born again.
于是耶稣很快就向他指出，真正能使人得救的信心需要有重生的经历。
Being born of the Spirit, not merely belief.
是被圣灵重生，而不仅仅相信而已。
Faith is volitional surrender to intellectual conviction.
信心是经过理性的确认，而在意志上降服。
The second reason as to why counterfeit faith is worthless is because it does not help others.
假冒的信心之所以毫无价值的第二个原因是它不能帮助人。
When you are self-centered and so wrapped up in yourself that you cannot see the needs around you, you are like an apple tree without apples.
当你以自我为中心，专顾自己的事，你根本看不见周遭的需要，你就像棵不结果子的苹果树。
Like a car without wheels.
像一部没有轮胎的汽车。
Or like a watch that does not run.
像一只不走的手表。
It profits no one.
虚有其表，毫无益处。
The third reason why counterfeit faith is worthless is that a mere profession of faith has not a shred of evidence as to its reality.
假冒的信心之所以毫无价值的第三个原因是口说无凭，表里不一致。
If all of your claim to Christianity is made of religious activities, then there is a distinct possibility that you have not experienced saving faith.
如果你只因为参与了教会的活动就说自己是基督徒，那么很可能你根本没有经历过得救的信心。
In fact, your so-called faith is not better than that of the devil.
事实上，你那所谓的信心比魔鬼所相信的好不了多少。
Which brings me to the fourth reason as to why counterfeit faith is worthless.
说到假冒的信心之所以毫无价值的第四个理由。
James wants to shock us into realizing that our Christian faith is not only believing certain things.
雅各要我们有所警觉，基督教的信仰不仅是相信某些事情而已。
We are subtly and cleverly lulled by the devil into drawing a false distinction between what we believe and the way we live.
魔鬼很狡猾地欺骗我们，引诱我们，以为信仰跟生活可以脱节。
Many believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died on the cross to save us from sin.
许多人都相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，并且他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
But that belief in itself is not enough.
然而，单单相信这些是不够的。
The devil believes exactly the same thing.
魔鬼也信这些个。
In fact, the devil believes even more than this.
事实上，魔鬼不只相信而已。
Because he trembles and fears God.
他对神还恐惧战惊呢。
Jesus' name causes him to shudder and fear.
耶稣的名字就使他颤抖惧怕。
Look at that in verse 19 of chapter 2 of James.
请看雅各书第二章十九节。雅各书第二章十九节。你信神只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
In fact, that's more than what we do.
他的确比我们的表现更进一步。
We don't shudder at the name of Jesus Christ.
我们对耶稣基督的名不会感到震惊。
But with all of that, the devil does not change his conduct.
但即使如此，魔鬼并没有改变他的行为。
Some of you probably are shocked at James' words that the demons have faith.
也许你会感到惊讶，因为雅各竟然说魔鬼也信。
What did demons believe?
到底魔鬼相信什么呢？
For one thing, the demons believed in the existence of God.
魔鬼相信神是存在的。
Demons are neither atheist nor agnostic.
魔鬼既非无神论者，也不是不可知论者。
But even more than that,
相反的，
they believe in the divinity of Christ.
他们更相信耶稣基督是神。
Wherever they met Jesus when he was on the earth, they testified to who he is.
当耶稣在世上时，每次魔鬼与耶稣相遇，总会说出耶稣真实的身份。
Later, when you are studying, read Luke 8:31.
当你以后查考圣经时，请读《路加福音》第八章三十一节。
A counterfeit faith, which is a dead faith, is no better than a dead seed.
冒牌的信心就是死的信心，如同一粒死的种子。
Or a dead root.
或者枯死的树根。
Or a dead nerve.
或是一根死去的神经。
Or a dead engine.
或是故障的发动机。
It can only deceive and it leaves you empty.
它只会使你上当，毫无功效。
Real faith in Jesus as your only Savior is alive and dynamic.
真实相信耶稣为你的救主，这样的信心才是活泼有力的。
Counterfeit faith will only affect your intellect, but the dynamic faith involves the will.
冒牌信心只能影响你的知识，但有活力的信心却牵涉到你的意志。
The whole person will come alive with true saving and dynamic faith.
真实充满拯救能力的信心使你整个人活过来。
The mind will comprehend the truth.
使你的理性能明白真理。
The heart will desire the truth.
使你的心灵渴慕真理。
And the will acts on the truth.
以及使你愿意遵行真理。
So how can you tell the difference between counterfeit dead faith and dynamic live faith?
那么你怎么样分辨假冒的死的信心和活泼有能力的信心呢？
Look at verses 20 all the way to 26 of chapter 2.
请看第二章二十到二十六节的经文。雅各书第二章二十到二十六节。虚浮的人呢，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。妓女拉合接待使者，又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是一样因行为称义吗？身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
The nature of saving faith is where the claim matches the conduct.
能拯救我们的信心是言行一致的信心。
As it talks, so it walks.
怎么说就怎么行出来。
It proves its sincerity by its action.
以实际的行动证明你的真诚。
It believes to the point of commitment.
相信以至于愿意委身。
It trusts to the point of dependence on God.
因着信任就完全倚靠神。
It loves to the point of obedience.
因为爱而顺服。
It does not accept Jesus as Savior and then reject Him as Lord.
并非仅仅接受耶稣为救主，却拒绝他做我们生命的主宰。
It denies self.
是舍己的信心。
It moves mountains.
能够移山的信心。
It knows answered prayer.
知道祷告必蒙垂听的信心。
It loves others.
使我们能爱人的信心。
It seeks to please the Lord.
使我们乐意讨神喜悦的信心。
And that is the kind of faith that is demonstrated in two examples that James gives us.
雅各为我们举了两个实例，说明这是怎样的信心。
Who are these examples?
是哪两个例子呢？
Abraham and Rahab.
亚伯拉罕和拉合。
You could not get two people who are more on the opposite side of the pole.
再没有比这两个更极端对立的例子了。
They were opposite culturally, religiously, materially, and in every sense.
他们在文化背景、宗教信仰和实质上各方面都迥然不同。
Yet both had something in common.
但他们却有一个共同点。
They had dynamic faith that manifested itself.
他们都具有昭然若揭、强而有力的信心。
Abraham's dynamic faith obeys God and proves itself in daily life and work.
亚伯拉罕强而有力的信心使他顺服神，并在日常生活言行中证明他信心的真实性。
Rahab the prostitute, on the other hand,
至于妓女拉合又怎么样呢？
Read about the story in the book of Joshua, chapter 2 and 6.
请你去看约书亚记第二章和第六章的记载。
Joshua sent spies before he went to claim the promised land.
约书亚先差派探子去窥探应许之地。
Rahab the Canaanite protected them.
拉合是迦南人，却保护了他们。
She believed the message of doom that Joshua's men preached.
她相信约书亚的手下所讲的有关他们的城将要被灭亡的信息。
And she acted on that faith with action.
她既然相信，就以实际的行动配合。
She risked her life in carrying out her faith.
她冒着生命的危险实践她的信心。
Oh, what grace that would pick such a woman and not only save her, but she became an ancestor of our Lord Jesus.
神拣选了这个女人是多么大的恩典呢？神不但救了她，更让她成为主耶稣的祖先之一。
Rahab could have had dead faith, but she exhibited dynamic faith.
拉合的信心有可能是死的，但她却表现出强而有力的信心。
Her mind knew the truth.
她明白真理是什么。
And her will acted upon the truth.
她也情愿按照真理而行。
She proved her faith by its outward fruit.
她以外在的果实证明她内在的信心。
What is the body worth if the spirit is gone?
身体没有了灵魂还有价值吗？
Ask James in the last verse of chapter 2.
雅各在第二章的最后一节提出这个问题。
It should only be buried.
这身体只能拿去埋了。
So it is with faith that has no outward manifestations.
信心没有外在的行为的表现也是如此。
The only faith that is worth the name is the faith that changes lives and goes to work for God.
唯有能改变生命并服侍神的信心才是名副其实的信心。
How do you get this dynamic faith?
你怎样才能得到这种强而有力的信心呢？
It can only be yours as a gift from God.
唯有神才可以赏赐给你。
You can ask God for that faith and he will give it to you.
你向他求这样的信心，他就会赐给你。
He promised to do that.
他答应了会这么做的。
Will you ask for it today?
你今天愿意向他求吗？
And then write to us and tell us.
然后请你写信告诉我们。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
让我们下次节目再会，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和阿翔的翻译。的确，若我们的行为没有与信心相称，那我们的信心可能就是假的。小环我自己认为呢，当我们真正的去信靠神与爱神的时候，那我们的行为呢，就会自然而然地流露出对周围人的关爱。这是一种非常自然，而不是刻意去做作或者说去修饰的一种行为。当然，本性软弱的我们呢，时时刻刻都需要主的怜悯，才能够持续不断地从他那里得到爱，也才能够持续不断地去做出他所喜悦的行为。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。